Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to thrive? It is time to take action. Hello, everyone. This is Jen. And you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. What is the result of thriving? Body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Tune in to hear about these elements and the scientifically and spiritually proven action steps to stand in confidence, love from within, be unstoppable in fulfilling your dreams, and create synchronicity so you can flow toward abundance and love. Hear real stories that will inspire you to take action today and be a catalyst for positive change in this world through creating your own Thrive life. Let's do this. Feel empowered and ignite your soul with Thrive by Jen Radio starting now.
Hey, welcome to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so grateful to be with you here on this Monday. And today's topic, it's been an interesting journey. And I say this every week, but it's true. I always, whenever I sit in prayer about the show's topic, as well as what to talk about, usually it's about what's going on with me and what I'm going through. And so I want to share this with you because I call them God winks. It was just such a God moment. And the past few months, I really wanted to call this show, Trusting God. And the show we're talking today about when things don't go your way or when things don't work out and when things don't go as planned, and which I sometimes feel like could be every day, right? So I really wanted to call the show and talk about trusting God. It deserves its own show, but it's also a massive topic, and I've been going through it, and so I really can't wait to share that with you. It's a process, and I have so much to share, and I'm just not at a place yet to put it into words with you yet, and so that you can take away something, life changing for you, and that really is, you know, always my intention, that you benefit from things that I go through. And so I was praying about this, and the idea came up about, well, really, like, what does it mean? Like, what does it mean when things don't go our way? And then it started leading me into, so my ministry, really it's God's ministry, who he's working through me, is called Everyday God Living. And we're growing and we're developing really what the message is, what the mission is. And yesterday and today I had amazing revelations, and what kept coming up was action, was about taking action, what we can do. And that led me into, today's conversation. That led me into this topic, because I've said before is that I am about action as far as what I can do in my life, the things, the behaviors that I can do, because I live with God and for God. It's the transformation He takes me through is His transformation. However, I have free will, and there are things that I can do now. There are things that my action that I can do that brings about change, that brings about massive transformation. And I've mentioned it before in other shows, that's what I'm about for you, is leaving you with action steps, leaving you with something that you can implement in your life that will bring about massive transformation. And so I felt compelled to talk about and focus on what happens, you know, what about when things don't go our way or don't go as planned, and talk about things that we can do to foster that trust. And because it's important for us to, you know, it's important for us to take action. And I also, for me personally, when I'm taking action, I bring it back to, working out. I bring it back to physical activity and also eating, also nutrition, because I feel like it's a very action-oriented step. You know, you have a goal and you're given this plan and you have steps, you have action steps to do, right? If your goal is to run a marathon and you don't take action by running, the goal is not going to be met. So, but sometimes for me, what I've done is, I don't know if I've realized that I needed to take so much action in my life when it came to changing my behaviors or changing my thoughts. Because I think for me, I've thought it as more like, well, if I think something and that's not good for me, then I just will think something else. And it's almost like you think you can go from point A and get to point B, but really you have to go through A through Z. It's like, right? I always say that I think that I can go from, you know, one point to another, but there's all these detours in between to get to the point that I intended to get to. And that's, you know, a lot of that is us taking action. You know, I like to say that, you know, I think one thing about myself, and if I realize that maybe that thought is keeping me from reaching my next goal, I need to change my thoughts. And we've spoken about this on other shows. I've given you action steps for working on, right? Steps you can take for changing your thoughts. It's just not for me. It's just not, I, you know, it's like snapping your fingers and thinking something else or thinking another way. Or if somebody says to you, if you tend to be more, you know, glass half empty person, and somebody says to you, no, you have to look at the glass half full, it just doesn't happen. You just don't say, okay, I'm going to start doing that. And it happens. At least for me, it doesn't. It's always about taking steps. And so I thought about bridging the gap between what I really want to talk to you about is absolute ultimate trust in God. But first I thought I would do it in a way of taking you through when things don't go your way or when things don't work out, what are some of the things that I do to, as action steps in order to take action? And the result being, because my belief is in Jesus, my belief is that everything passes through God's hands and it's been ordained. And so it'll all work out. But there's what I can do in between, seeing that it really does all work out. So I want to dive in because there's a lot of them today, and I apologize. I like to talk with you, and so I probably give you more of the discussion beforehand and less on the action steps. And I really want to, because I wrote down about 20 things that I do for when things don't work out and for bridging that gap between, you know, having something not work out just and automatically saying, oh, this is good, God's working this out, this is, you know, this might be a problem today, but it's an opportunity tomorrow, you know, all those things that you hear. That's been a process for me in making that my default way of thinking for making it. All right, so let's dive right in. So the idea is, right, when things don't go your way, and it could be big or small, and right now I have a friend who was given a huge diagnosis that has really rocked her world, changed her life. And so again, too, this is not minimizing. This is not comparing big and small obstacles. This is when we go through this process, this is about actions. This is about mindset. This is, so it applies to whether it's a small problem or whether it's a big problem, because at the end of the day, you know, when you start implementing this, and this is what we consider smaller problems, like not big deal, right? Not turning a mountain into a molehill, not, you know, these little nuisances maybe that happen in a day when things don't work out. If we practice on our action steps now, if we practice on our responses versus our reactions, God willing, that big problem will never hit. However, if it does, you're prepared for it. You kind of did all the work leading up to it. Similar to, you know, like going back to last week, we talked a little bit about running that marathon. If we look at the marathon analogy again, maybe your goal ultimately is a marathon. However, you're going to take it with smaller races. So your first race that you're going to do is a 3K, then a 5K, and then a half marathon. And so you build up to it and you build up to that marathon. This is similar. This is about building. It goes back to like what I said in the beginning of the show, is that it's like courage. You don't dive into courage. You build up courage, right? And you get more and more courage. You get more courageous to face different things. And what seemed like a big deal 2 years ago now doesn't even come on my radar. So I'm sharing this with you because I want you to really understand that this is a process. And when I give you these action steps, writing them down and keeping to them and referring to them, you're doing a little bit at a time. This is a little bit at a time. Again, going back to our marathon analogy, you can't dive in and just do that marathon. You have to take it a little bit at a time. And for me, I've been, I have in the past, you know, just for life things, I dive into it and then I'm, you know, shocked and surprised when it doesn't work out, or I'm shocked and surprised when, you know, they talk about that learning curve when I made way more mistakes than could have been made, you know? So this is something to be, you know, little bites, little bits and pieces. We're going to take our first break. And when we get back, we're going to dive into this list, because I'd really, my intention is to go through it and leave you with the action steps that will, literally, you can handle it when something doesn't go your way. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. All right, let's dive into this list. So one of the things that I speak to myself about when something doesn't go my way is the fact that I will be changed by what has happened or what is happening, but I don't have to be, and I will not be reduced by it, meaning that that there's, you know, my circumstances are just that. They're circumstances. And me being changed, rather, you know, especially, let's talk first about minor things. And what I mean by minor things, you know, not a major illness, not, you know, not a death, you know, I've had acquaintances who, you know, were in accidents and their life forever changed, their physical life forever changed. I'm talking about right now, and we will address that. I'm speaking now right now to think about the, you know, the daily stuff. There are a lot of times where the day just doesn't go according to plan. And so, and my belief is there's a reason, right? And things happen the way they're supposed to. However, if you're a person who takes that belief out of the picture, when things don't work out, change is okay. This doesn't, you know, this isn't an earth-shattering ending event. And so, and to look at it as such, you know, you got to take a step back and say, this really isn't a big deal. This isn't a big deal because, right, in the scheme of things, then, you know, when you have had a substantial event in your life, like an illness or a death, you know how that really does change your life and impact your life. And it's a process when you're going through that for it to turn out okay. Right? So start to look at, you know, start to practice this with your daily life, with the little things, you know, whether it's a minor fender bender or a schedule being messed up, or maybe, you know, you had plans to do something, but a child fell ill and now your plans are canceled. Even, you know, I'm going through the process now of selling my home, and there's been bumps in the road. And so it's, you know, it's not, yeah, maybe things have changed and things have changed. I've even changed, you know, I've had to, you know, look at things in a different way, right? I had to look at it from a different perspective. I had to look at it from my buyer's perspective, and I had to look at it from the realtor's perspective. Like, this is an opportunity for you to really change, to be changed by something, even something so minor. And it's that constant molding, right? For me, it's refining. It's the way God refines me to peeling back those layers and molding, and let my character come out. Let the character come out that He created me, that He has given me. That through, you know, other choices that I've made, poorer choices that I've made, I've hidden up that that character and who I really am. So don't be changed by, you will be changed by what happens to you, but you will not, and you do not have to be reduced by it. Another key is being flexible. Flexibility in life is crucial. And and the more flexible I become, the more I realize how inflexible I was and thought I was flexible. If you can resonate with that, sometimes, the best things that happen to us are not on our plan, right? They're not, it's because of an unplanned event, an unforeseen circumstance. So flexibility is crucial, and I'm flexible in, and I practice flexibility in my day-to-day, in what's offered to me. And meaning that, things change. Like somebody was supposed to come pick something up last night and I changed everything around. They couldn't come. Now they're coming today. But it's flexible. It's no big deal. It's not, I can move things around. To be so set, is hard on you. It takes a toll on us. So flexibility is crucial. So start practicing. Try it today and tomorrow and the day after, and see. You'll start to notice when you become more flexible. You start to notice how many things change in a day. I set my intentions every day about what I'm going to accomplish, but sometimes things come up and I'm flexible, right? I'm flexible about it, and then in turn I see what it's turned into, what opportunities have come from it, versus being so solid in my thinking, so set in my thinking, and not having that flexibility. This is a good one that I do, is that I was thinking, so it's our own thinking a lot of the time that holds us back more than anything. And so it's almost like a prison. It's almost like imprisoning ourselves to maybe not living in our truth, right? Or thinking too much, or thinking that we're incapable when we're capable. So take a look at your thoughts. Thoughts are so important. And this goes back to what we were saying last week. Last week, I talked about our soul, and part of our soul are our thoughts. And what happens is what comes out of your mouth is what's in your heart. And what's in your heart is the food that you feed it, right? So your thoughts are part of that food. Your thoughts are, your thoughts make up that food. So that's a lot. If you're telling yourself, who you are, you're listening. What you say to yourself, you're listening to it. So watch your thinking. In the scripture, we talk about renewing our mind, and renewing your mind is translated into change your thoughts. Renew your mind is translated into what you're putting in is what you get out. So what you're saying to yourself is what you're getting. And so watch what you're saying. And it's so crucial. And so one thing that I like to do is that if I find myself in a critical pattern of thinking, I'll tend to write it down. I'll write down what I'm saying, and then I'll really look at the truth in it. I look and see if there's any truth. So when I started this process, it was really interesting, because when I started the process, there was no truth. I mean, I was my own worst critic. I was being very critical of myself. And now what I find is when I have that thought process that holds me back, and I write down those thoughts, I can really start to tear apart like where it's coming from, why it's being said, maybe that there is some truth into it, as far as from a perspective, like it really has been a wonderful, wonderful journey into seeing how my thoughts have transformed. And now my thoughts they're not only working with me, but my thoughts are also growing me. They're developing me. And so, and that's why I share this with you. So watch your thinking. When things don't work out, what do you think about that? See what you think about that and start there. Start there. Another thing that I have found that I've discovered is that, you know, frustration, misery, being bummed out about this, discontent, that's all my own doing. So that has a lot to do with those thoughts again. So being in that situation, I'm going to add one more in here, offended. And I heard this a couple of weeks ago and it really resonated with me. An offense is an action. And being offended is a decision. And what's so interesting is there's so much going on now, especially in social media, about that somebody being offended. And you have to say to yourself that being offended is a decision that you're making to stay there. People are going to offend you. They are. We do, you know, whether intentional or unintentional. That's an offense, but being offended, that's an intention. That's a decision for you to stay there. So I'm going to add that in. So discontent, frustration, you know, being offended, that is your doing, and you can get out of that. You can make a choice not to behave that way. There, another thing too is, you know, there's so much good in your life that, you know, these darker events that happen, don't let these smaller events take out all the good that's in your life. And this is from, you know, this is from a real perspective. I've been exposed to children with different disabilities, and when you see your own child who doesn't have a disability, and you sit in gratitude about health. Same thing with, you know, I have friends who have battled breast cancer, and when I sit in gratitude about not having gone through their battle, right? Not having their battle. When you sit in that gratitude, be in that gratitude and let it spread through your life. Let it spread through. Let that light spread out to all of you and all of your life. So when these, you know, again, these little, when these things don't go your way and they're not major, when they're not illnesses, or life-changing events, you really need to sit in gratitude and not, these are little things, you know what I mean? Don't let these little things ruin your day or ruin somebody else's day. You have to look at this from a perspective of, you know, this is nothing. This is something you can easily get through versus, you know, letting the darkness come and really take you over. We're going to take a quick break, and we get back, we're going to go through this. We're going to keep going and talk about this list. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal .us.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Despite all efforts, is your pursuit of emotional freedom not going so well? Are you still stressed and anxious? It must be getting harder and harder to work on these issues. Meet Dr. Friedman. His breakthrough seminar may be the solution you have been looking for. It provides you with the insights and tools to reopen lines of inner communication, address deeper subconscious roots of your challenges, and discover how self-compassion can truly quiet your fear.
What medicine and research taught me is that we have all unlimited potential to heal, grow, and thrive.
So learn more at drfriedman.com. That's drfriedeman.com. And tune in to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. for even more ways to live your life with courage, integrity, and trust in your own counsel.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. So I want to say a lot about this because it has to do with suffering. And we've spoken a lot in previous shows about blessed is the man who finds joy in their trials and tribulations. And so I want to look at suffering a little bit. And suffering has been a very interesting journey for me. And so events that happen and when things don't work out, right, there could be physical pain, there could be heartache, and there's suffering. And what I've learned about suffering is that I can learn a lot from suffering. And so I don't resist suffering as I used to. I used to be afraid of suffering. And what I mean by that is I lived in fear of something happening, like, you know, things not working out. And people do this. This is a defense mechanism that we do because we don't want to feel suffering. We don't want to get hurt. And so what we do is if we anticipate, right, the disappointment, then we'll protect ourselves from the hurt, right? Because if somebody disappoints us, then we expected it and we're good. So we can build up that wall. And what I experienced is that one, I was holding myself back from really committing to life, to committing to feeling, to experiencing life, right? Because, you know, to loving with everything that I have, to give with all that I have, like really, you know, pressing into love. And if things didn't work out, right, or go according to plan, then that suffer that I felt, you know, when it first happened, it was overwhelming and it was overbearing. And then as, you know, there were some major events that happened that caused suffering, then I started to realize that you get through this, you live through this, you grow through this, you learn through this suffering. And so then it made me, it took away that fear of pressing in with so much love and so much dedication and so much commitment to people and to things. So to projects, to a new career, to helping people, to changing the way we do things, to change, to bring change in this world, to love my family, to love people, to love someone else. So when things don't work out and you do have, I just don't want you to stay in the suffering, but when you're feeling that suffering, you know, be in it and grow in it and learn from it versus protect yourself from it. So if you're somebody who you find yourself really, you know, fear of disappointment, right? You don't want to be disappointed. You don't want to be rejected. You know, so you don't get involved in things because you don't want to be let down. Just take a look at that and know. And if you you want to reach out and talk about this, I'm happy to talk about it with you because that was me. I was like that. And then I realized that I was missing out on life. I was missing out on really experiencing what life has to offer and experiencing these, you know, bumps in the road, because from those bumps in the road, these beautiful opportunities can come and these beautiful situations can come. And they're like detours that, you know, it's just like a detour. It's, you know, you're putting taking one step at a time, and then all of a sudden you're moved into a different direction. And there's a reason, you know, there's a reason for it. So if you're going through something, you want to talk about it, I'm here and I'm happy to talk about it with you. I just don't want you to stay in that suffering, because then, you know, that's another topic. That's another conversation for another show, is that, you know, when we stay there, that's ongoing, and that's life changing too. You know, that's impactful with a lot of people. You can, in suffering, you can feel joy, you can feel gratitude, you can feel excitement and adventure and love and peace. I mean, I feel that now. I'd spoken that about another show, is that I feel that now. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm more interested in feeling that joy, than staying in suffering, but I know that from that suffering I can feel joy. So just don't stay there. Look for, again, focus on, you know, the what's right and light in your life, and focus on that and bring that into your life and magnify that. And so that will shine light on the darkness, right? That's how it happens. So one of the things that, you know, is a great way to figure out what you're supposed to do in this life is go through disappointment, go through something not working. You know, it's interesting. I always wanted to own a gym, and I did. I owned a gym, and financially it just did not work out. And I was so bummed and disappointed, and you know, I went over it a million times in my head about what didn't go right or what I could have done differently. And the full honesty is that it wasn't what I'm supposed to do. Like, it wasn't what I'm supposed to do, and what I'm working on with the ministry has come so easily and is so joyful and is so fulfilling to be part of and to create and to work on. It's like door after door after door after door is opening. And so I just, those disappointments there, it's a detour, you know, it's a detour. And I learned so much from owning that gym and growing. And I mean, there's so many there's so many, you know, parts of my character that it built, and it was a great training ground. But there's no, like, you know, you can look back at your disappointments and see where you are now and what came from it. See where you grew, what you got from before the disappointment and then the disappointment. You hear this all the time with people. You hear, I had a friend of mine who was going through a cancer treatment, and they're a survivor. And they said to me that they wouldn't change a thing. It was the hardest part of their life, and they love who they've grown into. They love who they've become. And that's what disappointments do. That's what this, when something doesn't work out or when something doesn't go as planned, that's what this does for us. And you know, I mean, we do need to deal with anger and disappointment and grieving. There's processes that, you know, of course take place. So I'm not minimizing this at all when there is a major disappointment, but there's so much that can come from it. So look at it. You know what I mean? I heard something the other day that, and especially now, where my oldest is looking at colleges and thinking about what he wants to study. And he said to me, "What if I choose the wrong thing?" And I said, "Well, all that's going to do is then lead you to the thing that you were supposed to do. So it's not wasted. You know, this isn't, you know, it's going to happen the way it's supposed to happen. So these aren't wasted years. You know, where I am today, what I know and what I am now seeing success in business is all the stuff, all the unsuccess had to happen, you know? So it wasn't about, I couldn't have prayed harder. I couldn't have said more positive things. Things are supposed to work out the way they're supposed to work out. And there's a process. There's things that we need to learn and grow. And it happens through our disappointments and our heartaches. If everything is going along smoothly, and we've spoken about this on other shows, you know, we talk about, why is there suffering? Why is there heartache? Why is there death? Why is there illness? You don't grow in your comfort zone. You don't grow there. You don't, that's, you're just happily going along. And so, you know, we're like clay. We have to be squeezed and we have to be molded. For the potters out there, you know, your thumb gets in there and it presses. And that's what we need. And that's what happens in these disappointments and in heartbreaks. And we did a show on heartbreak. It's just a wonderful, wonderful, you know, so look at those disappointments and see, you know, who you've become. I feel like a butterfly now, you know. I felt like the caterpillar in the cocoon, you know. They go through that messy, hard process of getting out of the cocoon, and then you become this beautiful butterfly. So please be so grateful for those disappointments and those heartbreaks, and, you know, friends that came, friends that are here, friends that went, relatives that come and go, and you know, you focusing on love and kindness. It's all part of the beautiful process. We're going to take our last break, and we get back, we're going to finish this up. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms Helping Everyday Women Create Extraordinary Lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. So I want to go through a few more, just what I love about what I've done in my life to when things don't go your way. So stepping out into a brand new path is scary. It's difficult. But honestly, no more than remaining stuck in a situation that no longer serves you. So, you know, you just take one step at a time. I joke that, part of my path in life has been literally reinventing myself. I feel like every 10 years, I reinvent myself with something different, with a new career. And what's so interesting is that in what I'm doing now, everything has led up to this moment, and I'm so prepared from the careers that I've had to now do what I'm embarking on. And so, if I had not stepped out and taken those chances, I wouldn't have gotten here. And this goes again back to that whole, like, just let disappointment go. It's when things don't work out, it's really molding you and shaping you into what's coming, and you just don't see what's coming. You just don't know. So take that faith, we've spoken about faith. Take that, step out in faith, walk by faith, not by sight, and step out on that new path. I heard this the other day and it really resonated with me. God's gift to us is the opportunity, and our gift to Him is what we do with it. So if opportunities are coming your way, explore them, look at them, work them, and say to yourself, what you have grown from disappointment. Because if these opportunities don't work out, that's okay. It's like what I said to my son, if what you study in school now doesn't work out, it's going to lead you to where you're going. And so it's, for me, that's how it's unraveled. So take those opportunities, get out of that comfort zone. The other thing I want to say is being positive doesn't mean that there's not negativity. I said this to my friend last night. Being positive is a part of the process of overcoming the negative. I know there's a lot out there. I know there's a lot out there on the law of attraction and like attracts like, and being positive, positive mantras. I'm not dismissing any of that. I'm not. What I want to say to you today, though, is that I hope it's good news, because I know that it's happened in my life. I'm an extremely positive person, But there have been times in my life where what has been happening is so crushing that, you know, the 800 mantras that I could try to say in 5 minutes to turn my negativity around into positivity I can't do it. So all I could do was sit and be in a negative downward spiral for 30 minutes and just literally just be there and sit there. And I will tell you this, that God has your back. You don't need to walk around. You can feel sadness. You can feel negativity. We just don't want you to stay there because you become who you focus. You know what I mean? If you're constantly in a negative state and around negative people and being negative, it is changing you. But I don't want you to, you don't have to ignore the negative all the time. There are moments, you know, it was a few days ago where it was a really, you know, I mean, God is taking me through some serious stuff. And I didn't want to be positive. I cried. I got angry. I lashed out, but God has my back. And literally, I kid you not 15 minutes later, I got this, you know, this message of this unbelievable news that just changed everything. And so I'm not discounting positive mantras, but I just don't want you, there was a time in my life where I really did live in fear. Like if anything, you know, if I spoke negative, then this like more stuff was going to happen that was bad, you know, and it just doesn't work that way. It just doesn't happen that way. It doesn't work that way. So don't, you know, I hope that gives somebody some freedom today. You know, wonderful gifts are rarely wrapped the way we expect. So don't, you know, I don't know. I had heard the sermon the other day about categories, and it's so true. We put ourselves in categories. We put other people in categories. We're all humans. We're all human beings. And so it's, you know, be on the lookout for the unexpected and be, you know, when, and a great way to start doing that is when things don't go your way, and things don't go our way a lot of times throughout the day, you know, little, again, we talk about those bumps in the road or little disturbances, little nuisances, right? Just wonderful gifts are rarely wrapped up the way that we expect. And a lot of times I think about like, I don't know, like if you're so set on your schedule, but a friend calls you up for coffee, go, you know, or if you are out and about in errands and you run into somebody and it ends up being a 2-hour conversation, like that's a huge gift. Like look at those as these wonderful, wonderful gifts, and then take it a step bigger. Look at it as, you know, these, like my disappointments, you know, it's such a gift that my gym failed. It's such a gift because I'm doing something that I'm supposed to be doing. And it's I'm doing something that was part of God's plan. And that doesn't make it, and stop with the bad and good. Like things aren't bad or good. It just doesn't, you know, this is our life. This is a journey. This is about growing and becoming and messing up and getting through the mess up and tears and celebrations. You know, life is meant to be lived, and we're here for a short time and it goes fast. So embrace this, you know, embrace life. And life inevitably surprises us. And so if you are stuck, or if you're in, you know, a moment that seems like it's never going to end, it will, you know, the sun, it's a new day every day and the sun rises. And so it can change, and it can change in a minute, and it can, you know, it can surprise you. So So pray about it and talk about it and get it out there and think about the desires of your heart and talk about the desires of your heart and speak the desires of your heart. And even, you know, even if you have those moments of negativity, then, you know, don't stay there, you know, do say positive things to yourself, because you just don't know. Just like with what happened to me the other day, you know, it was a beautiful surprise, you know, 15 minutes into this major meltdown that I was having. And so that's a wonderful thing. And that's, that too is, you know, that's the other side of when things don't go your way. We tend to talk about why, how it, you know, we think we're disappointed by it, but when really it's just a beautiful, it's just a beautiful surprise. So thank you so much for being here with me this week. I so appreciate it. And feel free to reach out to me at jenniferzellup@yahoo.com or hit me up on Facebook, private messages. You guys love to do that. And I so appreciate it because I do love talking with you. You've been listening to Thrive by Jen.
Thank you for listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, as Jen shares the action steps and real stories from people throughout the country that will ignite you to stand in confidence, love from within, and be unstoppable at fulfilling your dreams. For more information, podcast downloads, and to connect with Jen, visit jenniferzellup.com.